So I've been having revelations about life and time and space and stuff, and us and our position in the 5-methoxy-DMT community. And listen, I was so not gonna come here. I just blocked it from my vision. Till suddenly, a week ago, bloop, you have a mission. I really, really wasn't coming. Because I'm working LIB, and the Zendo Project needs me there by Saturday at 3. You can bet your bottom buck that I will be there. Yes, three. But you can't refuse the call once you've received it, so. Whoopee! I've been feeling some confusion about collusions and collisions and conflating my inflation and illusions with emissions. I've been evading the debate by never stating a position, but in spite of reservations, I'm revising my decision. I'm resolute, there's real solutions, we're evolving the tradition. The five hive has arrived, it's live, there's buzzing all around. The game is on, the time is here, the curtain's up, the chips are down. And I've been writing since last Thursday, trying to make myself sound clever. All these tight internal rhymes, I was gonna come up here and tell you all off. To your faces. I was gonna call you out in iambic pentameter. And the crowd was gonna eat it up, and I make you like it too. Because I'm an even better egomaniac than you. Ha. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. I really am. An egomaniac. On the occasional Thursday. But you're all really beautiful people, as far as I know. And yeah, all do really good work, as far as I know. And I do know. I've worked with a lot of you. I keep my ear to the ground, I keep my heart to the sky, and I have come here now. In true humility, before the elders of the 5-MeO, DMT, and Toad community, before the blessed and courageous carriers of the light, both those here present and those who may be listening to it later on the podcast or watching on YouTube. Hello, future people. I hope it's awesome in the future. Well, high five. We had done well and truly brought this thing through. It's in the birth canal at least. It's coming on like Donkey Kong. And we are the container. We are the seed kernel of a blossoming fractal. We are the microcosm. We are the shape of things to come. And as we are, so shall it be. So let us humble ourselves before the mystery. I'm not interested in dissing, and I haven't come to smear you or attack your active practice. That really isn't why I'm here. But the way this thing is blowing up, in like 6 months or a year, there'll be 1,000 eager hippies with exciting new careers. And we cannot deflect the karma, just like we must protect the toads. If you've catalyzed demand, surprise! Time to rise up and meet your roads. We've created lots of monsters. Who'll be only all too glad to maybe moonlight as a shaman since this vibe thing's such a fad. I mean, there's money to be made, they're raking it in like mad. Add to that projected sex appeal. It's both unstoppable and sad. But if we all can take a stand and pool our wisdom, we just might still have a chance to set the standard stance on how to do it right. The five and toad practitioners and proponents all unite, we could define the terms of service for those carrying the light. I've been turning my attention to conditioning consensus while collectively reflecting our respect for independence. If we come on too insensitive, intensive, or contentious, they will rightfully resent us as pretentious and prevent us from fulfilling our intention to extend an invitation, because insistence is offensive and resisting condemnation is predictably consistent with persistent observation. Medicine works like sex. Nobody likes to be told they're doing it wrong. Sometimes you end up in a very intimate situation with somebody who really sucks. Just a little bit too hard, and like, has nobody ever told them? And like, are you gonna tell them? I mean, maybe some people like that, and you don't want to win the fresh with their egos. Irony, far more painful than yours. Speaking of profound and all penetrating mysteries, you see, it turns out that inflation appears to be an occupational hazard associated with ego death. If you come upon it without the proper preparation, which I must admit is something that the slow and difficult path does have to recommend it, it's like the undead zombie ego rises up from the grave to preside over the wake in an apparent fit of acute egomania. And I don't mean you. But you've seen it happen. Am I right? It's like everybody else. Oh, and we ain't seen nothing yet. This is very, very dangerous work. It demands of us the most profound humility, or it will inflate you till you pop. The opportunity that we have now will frankly never come again. Y'all know that magic adage, things as is as things begins? Well, we got half the Jedi Council here. We could seize the chance to mend whatever lingering game of toad's ass. Look, y'all know how that game ends. Have you been to Lake Iquitos? I propose we start as friends. We get to found our own damn mythos, so let's ground it in the fact that all the Fivesters and the Toadsters always got each other's back. You must accept the terms of service and preserve this sacred pact, because we's all too freaking powerful to even think about attack. I mean, like, literally. Don't even think nasty thoughts about each other. It is dangerous. We are all one, right? That's like our signature bit. Content dictates form. Relax. We all gonna get a piece of the pie. We all already have all of the pie, in fact. So let's keep it classy. Initiation, integration, education, and intention. A convergent urge to merge divergent versions and revisions. Whilst conserving and preserving the diversity of vision and adaptive variations, permutations, and positions. Not a mass assimilation or some asinine religion, just a common sense consensus on transmissible traditions. First off, OTAC's not just 5-methoxy by another name. There is a qualitative difference. Don't you dare say they're the same. There are other active substances that Toad brings to the game, and I'm not saying which one's better, but conflating them is lame. And I never claimed to be a shaman, and I never understood why all these posers gotta misappropriate some culture when they could just say, hey, I'm another human who's discovered something good, and I really like to share and hold the space. I probably would if you approach me. But that's not a guarantee. I'd want to meet you before accepting that responsibility. I'd want to know what all you're on, and if you have a history of mental illness or something else sets off alarms for me. Like if you're totally a cop, or even if I'm just not feeling it, you know? I mean, it's difficult to say no, but it is on you. If this person is not ready for this, and you could totally tell that, who are you to play gatekeeper, right? Well, you're the one with the key, so come and tell me why you want this. What have you heard? What have you done? Yes, it's true, it's always awesome, but it isn't always fun. And you should know what to expect before the ritual's begun, because if you don't like the way I roll, well, I shouldn't be the one. And you should never hit on clients for whom you facilitate, because the power is imbalanced and they're in an open state. If it's so super crazy, Sparky, have the decency to wait, like, a couple of months. You don't want to get a rep as rapey. So you gotta play it straight. Speaking of which, if you're planning to join in, then you should register intent. Getting all up in people's grills is something some folks might resent. There's clients who would love it, true. It's easy to prevent an inadvertent violation. Just be up front and get consent. Psychedelics can dissolve interpersonal boundaries, particularly when you're doing a simultaneous launch, but it's also possible to inadvertently mind meld with sober witnesses and vice versa. Frankly, I don't like mixed group of strangers, especially for people who are less experienced and potentially anxious. And I don't think this part necessarily needs to be a rule, but I do want to make a case for the consideration of the community, because I have seen it throw a lot of people off. My heart work is just one-on-one and close-knit pods and nests. In my 20 years of practice, that's what seems to work the best. The opening of souls can be more intimate than sex. And it can be harder to let go. And weird ones freak out folks on deck. Like, as an experienced facilitator, you might well be thinking, oh, what a beautiful exorcism! But all these nervous little virgins are sitting there watching all this crazy looking shit go down, right? And they probably never seen anything that looks like this before. Look, I know that there's people here who've done this more than me. And I respect you, and I expect you to politely disagree. And you'll explain about containers and how if I could only see that the unfolding's always perfect, I'd just relax and let it be, which I get that, but ideally, right? Because here's a human soul on the brink of consummation, and you've taken on this role. Well, and then again, there's 10 again tonight, and it's our goal to send them all home high, heroic, happy, humbled, healed, and whole. Farmers, doctors, nannies, shrinks, masseuses, priests, and whores is getting paid for sacred work. It's okay to charge for yours. Self-righteous snobs who put that down in principle are bores who need to open up their hearts and minds and loosen up the drawers. What's disgusting, sacrilegious, shameful, evil, sick, and wrong is putting profit over people when the medicine's this strong. If you forget and get blasé, perhaps it's been a bit too long since you yourself has really tried to hit the center of the gong. Now, this is really, really why I came here. This is the message from my heart. It can't be written as a rule, but just expressing it's a start. It's more an attitude than action, but it's central to the art. And from my personal perspective, it's the most important part. If you believe that it's just drugs, and you have been there, and if you haven't been there, you don't get to serve. Period. But if you've had this subjective apperception of a place that's not a place, that can seem for the duration to transcend both time and space, in which all that you have known has been dissolved without a trace into an infinite, non-dual, pure, perfected state of grace, and you are such a committed reductionist that your genuine reaction is, wow, what a marvelous illusion, like over and over again. And if that is the way that you present it to people, then as far as I'm concerned, you get a pass. Just set them up and knock them down. It's a great brain coaster. Get on board. It's a great brain coaster. We'll explore. Buy their tickets and take their ride, because, like, who am I to tell you that you're wrong? But if you are fronting with this is something like enlightenment, you know, this is the true nature of Brahman. This is unfiltered reality. This is the source code. This is the source. This is the immanent, immaculate, infinite, immortal mind of God with a capital G. No, really. Then you are going to have to suck it up and act like you believe it. And if you really did truly believe that down in your deepest heart of hearts, you'd have a couple hours on it for each person, at least. But the problem is, it's just too damn freaking easy. And so we tend to devalue it. I mean, this happens with a lot of psychedelics when it does. But 5-MeO-DMT is a reasonably reliable technology for doing that particular thing. I mean, it's still hit and miss, of course, but if you understand the technique of how to use a bleeping meth pipe, and if you have the right materials, this will probably work. I mean, eventually, maybe it takes you 2, 3, 5, 10 tries before you finally break through. It's not like you had to embark upon an intensive course of study. You didn't have to, God forbid, go and develop an actual discipline. Go chant in a cave in the snow for a decade where there ain't no beer or girls, and I just had to go hit up that kind of twinkly-eyed wook who's got his van parked out there at 315 and G. He's bumfuck Black Rock City in the back of this kid's van, and like, we forget that this is it. This could be it for this guy. This could be the most important thing that he ever does. If you ask this guy in 20 years, this happened with the psilocybin studies, he may very well report that this was the single most profoundly significant event that has ever happened to him in his entire life. And this ain't gonna be a boring 20 years coming up. But the entry bar is just set so damn low that it is now possible to commodify the Godhead. Such a quintessentially American modality. We got ourselves a goddamn drive-through enlightenment machine. Yeah, you saw it here first, folks, so step right up and lay right down. All this can be you for the low, low price of whatever the market will bear, because we've found ourselves a cheat code that lets you take a peek behind the curtain without having to learn how to suppress your own brain functions with, like, using only your brain. I am going to suppress my ego with sheer willpower. With my will alone, I stop my mind from motion, right? And you gotta admit, that is a damn impressive trick. That is like some seriously Cirque du Soleil level psycho-spiritual contortionism. I mean, what? That is impossible. And yet we like figured it out. And we even figured out how to transmit it occasionally. Which also sounds impossible, right? But someday they're gonna be like neo-Brutus cyberdelic little old ladies sitting around on their virtual front porch going, back in my day, we had to learn how to hypnotize ourselves. We didn't have any little nanites in our neurons, shit. We didn't have any halfway decent drugs. We just had to sit there trying not to think about anything. And of course, by then, it'll just be on the basic menu of settings. And if you are offended by that, then you're probably offended by the idea that it can be done with a drug as well. But guess what? This is a repeatable phenomenon. And you simply cannot have it both ways. Are you only gonna count it if you feel like the person deserves it because they like suffered for it? Because we've been prejudiced by our whole bullshit Protestant cultural baggage carousel? Are you going to devalue even the most ostentatiously hard-won version? These guys who have devoted their entire lives to the practice, because we have demystified the secret of the brain hack, and we can do it at will now. And it's still awesome, you know, but you don't consider it sacred. It's not something holy. Ain't nobody gonna knock up a plaque in this random hotel room that says, on this day, a human being had a transformative theophany right here in room 649. And for 1,000 generations, people will come, and there's a little shrine, and you can buy flakes paint from off the wall from the gift store and take them home with you, and they're probably fake, but this here's the actual spot where Chester Capodonico underwent apotheosis after a particularly epic tool show in 2017, where he attained true liberation, both for himself and for the least who walks amongst us. Because there is no separation in that one brief shining moment. And then it is written that his buddy ordered pizza, and they found the pizza tasty. I mean, that's not what's going to happen, and I'm not exactly saying that it should be, but as practitioners, we have got to pick a lane. We should either treat it like it's something important, or that it could be, and take the time to honor them like we would if we believe that a gratuitous grace really is potentially ontologically identical to an endogenous breakthrough, at least in the moment of its occurrence. Or we should just shut the fuck up already about all this ridiculous posturing and admit that we're all so completely full of shit already. Oh yeah, and you should make yourself available for aftercare, or at least hook them up with some folks who are good at that, the Psychedelic Emergence Network, or I'm running out of time, so. I've been having revelations about creating right relationship and serving evolution. Absolution absolutely involves providing some solutions, effectively reflecting our intuitive conclusions, perfecting our traditions, and projecting towards the future. If you're carrying with care, then I respectfully salute you.